But he said, Lazarus, come forth. And here come Lazarus. He didn't walk out. He came because he wrapped all in those mummy clothes. That's where he came out of there, because he was wrapped up. He couldn't walk. He just, he come. And when he got to, when he got in the view of Jesus, Jesus said, what? Loose him and let him go. What did Jesus say? Loose him and let him go. Boy, I know this time ain't today. Well, anyway. Glory to God. Now, let's go to Mark. Let's go back to Mark Gospel one more time. And I want to get to Luke. Mark 6. Mark chapter 6. Ha, ha, ha. All right, while you're turning there, Mark chapter 6, while you're turning there, Mark chapter 6, verse 1. Mark 6, 1. Now notice Martha, Mary believed Jesus, right? Mark 6, 1. And he went out from thence and came into his what? Own country. Came to his own country. And his disciple did what? And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to do what? He began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him was astonished, saying, whence had this man these things? Where in the world did this man get these things? Now, and what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hand? Is not this who? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary? And you notice they didn't mention Joseph, because he was here. That's between them and God, because anyway, he was dead. Apparently, Joseph wanted to die. Is this not the son of Mary, the brother of who? James, Josiah, Judah, Simon. Are not his sisters? Notice they didn't mention the name of the sister, but they made it plural and let us know he had more than one sister. Right? The sisters here with us. And they were offended at him. Let's keep on. But Jesus said unto them, what? A prophet was not without honor. Where? And where? And where? Go to the next one. And he could there. Where? In his own house, among his own kinfolk, in his own country. But he'd been in other places where Lazarus was dead. He raised him from the dead. Y'all got to see this. Verse 4, I believe. He could there. Yeah, end of verse 3. We want verse 3 if we can get back. Notice that it says, and are not his sisters here with us? And they were what? Offended at him. And then verse 5 says, and he could there, where in his own hometown, in his own home, among his own kinfolk, do no mighty works. There's much more, but I want to, because I got to close. Let me get to this. Can you see now what the devil is doing to you? If I happen to say something to you that you don't like and ask you to do, and you get offended, can't you see what had happened? You just cut off God. You just opened the door up to the devil to do whatever he wants to do. See, it's not for us to take offense, it's for us to take instruction. I said, be here at 8 o'clock in the morning. You come up here and say, ah, you're telling me what to do. I come, you won't want to. See, you took the wrong attitude and you just opened the door for an attack. He can attack your finances. He can attack your children. He can attack your health. Huh? He can attack your car. You just opened the door because you jumped over. But Jesus did exactly what the Lord told. They was offended at him, but it was God who was doing the work through him. What happened? You have gotten offended at God and disagreeing with God. Then you want him to heal you and you offended at him. You want him to bless you and give you a good job and you offended at him. You want him to bless you and give you all these good things, but you cop an attitude toward him. I ain't reading that word. I ain't believing that. I'm going to believe what I want to believe. I'm going to say what I want. I don't care. I'm going to say out of my mouth how I feel. I don't care. Well, you just open the door. And that's why these things happen. And he cannot turn power up in that kind of situation, because in that situation like that, you're not wired right. If he turned it up, because you don't cop the attitude, but if you repent and get it right and then grow up so you don't keep doing that, then he can turn the glory up. He can turn it up and the devil can't handle it. Hallelujah. He lost his ability to control Jesus when he got up out of hell. And he was there because of you and me. And all when we learn that even though my flesh don't like it, I'm going to do what God says. I'm going to do what God's servant says. You know what the people do? They come up with their excuse. Well, I'm tired. But you wasn't thinking about when you were in that shopping mall. No, you wasn't thinking about tired then. You'd be walking down, my feet hurt me so bad. You still hopping down through looking up close. But when it come down to God telling you to do something, I'm tired, I ain't doing that, I'm sitting down. But what have you done? You're disrespecting God and you're putting more concern on the flesh and agreeing with the flesh and the circumstance and going against the word of God. Then you get in trouble, you want God to come help you, and you just shut the door in his face.